Good morning. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau. I've got Steve Suman's outdoor report for the week of September 23rd for you. This week started out pretty wet. It doesn't exactly look like a perfect week of weather, but it's not as bad as some folks are getting. We'll have highs around 70, lows in the 50s, and a chance of rain most of the week. The weekend looks like sunny and 80 though, so cool. The 45th Annual Fall Muskie Tournament, hosted by the Hayward Lakes Chapter of Muskies, Inc., is Friday through Sunday, October 6th through the 8th. It offers more than $30,000 in prizes and trophies. The first 10 places receive prizes that include a $1,500 gift certificate to Cabela's, $1,000 gift certificate to Hayward Bait, trolling motors, depth finders, GPS units, rods, reels, cameras, and more. The angler who releases the largest fish receives a graphite replica. Each registered angler gets an entry in the grand prize drawing for a 2023 Lund 1775 Pro Guide Boat with a 60-horsepower Mercury motor on a Shorelander trailer. You do have to be present at Sunday's drawing to win that grand prize. The open entry fee is $110, and it's $25 for ages 16 and younger. You can enter in person at Jenks Bait and Tackle on Highway B, or you can enter either in person or by phone at Hayward Bait on Railroad Street. Their number is 715-634-2921. Entries will be accepted until 11 p.m. Thursday, October 5th. For more information, call a Muskies, Inc. representative at 634-4543 or call Hayward Bait, 634-2921. The Tommy G. Thompson State Fish Hatchery in Spooner will host an open house this Saturday, September 30th, from 10 to 2. You'll have the opportunity to view fish such as walleye and muskie up close, learn about hatcheries and spawning facilities, and see the various tools used in fish rearing and stocking. For more information, give them a call, 715-635-4147. The Shoes Pond Terry Peterson Fishing Foundation Project is holding a planting day at Shoes Pond Friday, September 29th, from 2 to 5 p.m. They need volunteers to help with restoration efforts by getting plants in the ground and spreading mulch. You should bring gloves and your favorite trowel or shovel, but they will have some equipment on hand too if you don't. All right, let's get to the fishing report. You know, Saturday was the first official day of fall, and fish are well into their seasonal transitions. The fishing's good right now, but to learn the current details on where they are and what they're biting, check with your favorite bait shop. The muskie fishing is good, and it's getting better as fish bulk up for the winter. You'll find them from shallow to mid-depths, on weed edges, points, break lines, bars, and suspended near structure. If action is slow, try downsizing your bait and varying your retrieval speeds. Suckers, bucktails, and gliders are good choices right now, along with creepers and other topwaters. The walleye fishing is fair to good, and it's improving. Fish are scattered in 8 to 28 feet of depth, depending on the lake. Check basins, weed lines, hard to soft bottom transitions, and flats. Walleye suckers, fatheads, and crawlers on jigs, crawler harnesses, slip bobbers, bottom bouncers, and cast and trolled flicker shads, shad wraps, and world cranks are all working on walleye. The northern pike fishing is very good from shallow to deep on weeds, weed lines, points, and near panfish and baitfish concentrations. You'll find smaller fish in shallower water and big pike on deeper cover. Northern suckers, walleye suckers, and fatheads on jigs or under slip bobbers, and bucktails, spinners, spinnerbaits, spoons, swimbaits, and crankbaits are all getting them. Largemouth bass fishing remains good on shallow to mid-depth weed lines, shorelines, wood, lily pads, and docks. They're hitting minnows, crawlers, crankbaits, spinners, spinnerbaits, plastics, and various riggings, including worms, tubes, and creature baits, swim jigs, and whopper ploppers, frogs, and other topwaters. The smallmouth fishing is very good to excellent on deeper weeds, cribs, rock, and other hard bottom areas. Fish are in varied depths, however, out to more than 20 feet. Some productive baits include sucker minnows, crawlers, and plastics, tubes, Texas, Ned, and drop shot rigs, crankbaits, and topwaters. The crappie fishing is good, and it's getting better. Look for fish on weed lines, cribs, brush, and bogs in about 20 feet, as well as suspended over deeper flats and basins. Crappie minnows, fat heads, mini mites, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs are all effective offerings, fished with or without slip bobbers. The bluegill fishing's fair to good. Focus on shallow green weeds and weed lines, cribs, and other structure. Try deeper structure if you want bigger bluegills. Best baits include waxies, leaf worms, crawler chunks, and panfish plastics on small jigs, teardrops, and plain hooks. Fished under slip bobbers. Well, here are some more events coming up. You know, on September 23rd, duck season opened in the northern zone and woodcock season opened as well. We got a full moon this Friday, the 29th. This Friday and Saturday is the Cable Fall Festival. If you'd like more information on that, give them a call at 715-798-3833. The Lake Sturgeon hook and line season closes on Saturday, the 30th. Stone Lake Cranberry Festival is coming up next weekend, October 7th, from 9 to 5. Also next weekend, the 7th and 8th, is the Youth Deer Hunt. The Hunters with Disabilities Gun Deer Hunt runs from October 7th through the 15th. Bear season is closing on October 10th. And the following seasons all open on October 14th. Coyote trapping, bobcat hunting and trapping, fox hunting and trapping, raccoon hunting and trapping for residents, fisher trapping, elk, bobwhite quail, and Hungarian partridge. Again, those all open on October 14th. October 14th is also the date of the Vintage Snowmobile Show at Flat Creek, sponsored by the Northwest Relic Riders. It runs from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. You can get some more information on that by calling 763-258-4038. Mink and muskrat trapping season in the North Zone opens on October 21st. Fishing Has No Boundaries is holding their fall fundraiser at Flat Creek Lodge on October 21st. It's an all-you-can-eat spaghetti dinner, and it goes from 4:30 to 8 p.m. For more information, call them at 634-3185. And we're wrapping up the month with a full moon on October 28th. If you'd like any more information on area events and activities, go to haywardlakes.com. or haywardareachamber.com, and click your way to the calendar of events. It's a pretty good calendar. We work hard on that thing. It's detailed and up to date. You know, I'd like to say I'm going to be out grouse hunting this weekend, but more likely I'm going to be working to get the house and yard buttoned up for the season. You have a good week, and I'll talk to you next Tuesday.